This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the taxpayer-funded so-called private university, Georgetown Law, filed suit on me today, and they put out press releases this morning. They were secretly talking to Reuters and AP, and they had Reuters and AP calling us, trying to ask us questions, but not tell us there was a lawsuit. Incredible malfeasance by the so-called journalist, all working in concert. And I think there's a lot of evidence pointing towards it being an Operation Mockingbird. I mean, look at Georgetown. But it's key for everybody to understand, Alan West being sued, myself, you name it. They say in the lawsuit, they say in their press releases that we need to be banned off the internet because we're fake, and that they designate us as fake. That is the globalist pope that controls that Jesuit university with taxpayer money. You can't make that up. And so this needs to be congressional hearings about this. This is the real move on the First Amendment. Now, Brittany Pettibone is a, I'd call her new right. They call her alt-right. That's a Hillary Clinton term, more of a nationalist populist. I'm familiar with her work. You know, they call her a Nazi. They call me a Nazi. It's just something they do. Of course, George Soros is a real Nazi collaborator. But she and her boyfriend got detained for 3 days. So did Laura Southern. She got detained. And they basically got put in a prison and told, wash your mouth while you're in there. And the media is all celebrating it. Now, Sadiq Khan is here at South by Southwest, the Lundestan mayor. He says that he wants the telecoms and big tech, Silicon Valley, to shut down all conservatives' free speech because, you know, he's God. He defines it, just like Georgetown. So this is all interconnected. And so just like I'm talking about Pettibone, I know when she goes all these shows, I'm giving her my little 2 cents. We're going to go to break here in a moment, but I'm going to go to her now. That we need to talk about the big picture, because this is happening everywhere. This is an Obama executive order that was signed that I covered earlier, dealing with his Ministry of Truth. And this is an incredible time to be alive. But this is all an orchestrated event. It's getting really, really intense. And it just shows they're that desperate to attempt a massive communist Chinese style, because that's what they're modeling it after, crackdown. And it's getting so bad, a police chief mentioned that 90%+ of the rapes are by Muslim men. You know, they get fired. So, Brittany, congratulations on your courage. I know you were trying to go give a speech at Speaker's Corner with your boyfriend, where for hundreds of years they've had free speech, but I guess only the Islamists are allowed to speak now.
The UK about 2 weeks ago, and I got in no problem. And I was at Speaker's Corner, so I was able to see for myself that it's about like 90% Muslims that go there now. But actually, my boyfriend was the one who was going to give the speech at Speaker's Corner. I was going to go and cover it. But the main reason that I was denied entry was because I wanted to interview Tommy Robinson,
right,
who they declared a far-right leader and someone who incites racial hatred. So it was kind of, you know, a mixture of reasons, but they were trying to get us both on different things because they couldn't say that, oh, you can't go in just because you're going to watch a speech. You know, it wasn't a good enough reason.
That's right. And of course, that's in the news. They admit that, and you got the paperwork as well. We've written articles about it. It's on Tommy Robinson's website. Where is it best for people to go check out your site to actually see the proof for themselves?
Well, I actually just posted a video on my YouTube channel that I made with my boyfriend Martin yesterday. My YouTube channel is Brittany Pettibone. I've also put out some tweets regarding it because people are now accusing us of forging these documents. But, I mean, I have them all here. I also have documents from the detention facility proving that we were there. And we actually got ID cards, which they confiscated, but Martin snuck his out. So we have his ID card proving that we were at the
They always do this. It's like when CNN called for us to be banned. Later they said it was all made up. This is how they have disdain for their viewers and listeners. They've banned Michael Savage from going to England. I've been interrogated when I go in about what I'm going to say and do, and they have police actually in MI5 come to my hotel on record. Expanding on that, they want Sadiq Khan wants Donald Trump banned from London, but then they try to say they're not doing this.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And yet they'll let in, you know, returning ISIS fighters. they'll let in, you know, all these illegals will slip through the cracks. But then when it comes to people with political opinions who they don't necessarily agree with, suddenly the border force is just the most competent one in the entire world.
Oh, absolutely. It's London, Stan. It is the command base for ISIS worldwide. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Brittany Pettibone has hundreds of millions of views on her YouTube. She's a great journalist. I'd call her a libertarian, nationalist, constitutionalist, but they call her a Nazi. Of course, George Soros is the one that runs that. He's a real Nazi collaborator. But her and her boyfriend were trying to fly into London, where they've been many times, to interview Tommy Robinson, the great patriot. And they got detained for 3 days in a prison cell. And it was even in the British news. You can just type it into a search engine. Brittany Pettibone and others at Laura Southern detained. And the police admitted that. But now the spin machine is, it looks really scary and bad to have these folks with no criminal record not allowed to come in. But Paul Watson's got a viral video out right now. Let's put it up on screen if we can, where they admit that they let thousands of jihad fighters in who tell them, I'm going to kill people. They go, oh, we want you for sure. It's like they have, you know, in Sweden, these rehabilitation centers for ISIS and al-Qaeda fighters. It's amazing, because this is who they're going to displace everybody with. So it's the truth about broken Britain. Everybody needs to see it. It's very, very powerful. I'm going to play it later in the hour. It's on InfoWars.com. So you have Sadiq Khan here in Austin at South by Southwest saying ban all conservatives offline. You have the globalists saying they're going to use communist Chinese-style net censorship with a new web ID to enforce that. You've got Georgetown University, taxpayer-funded at the law department. They say they're private. They're not. Put the Washington Post up, please. So taxpayer money suing me, but the directives of the Pope, who called for fake news, and in the same article it mentioned us 2 weeks ago, to be banned. So the Pope wants me off the air, and his university is suing me with taxpayer money. I mean, at least use your – some of you hear about the Vatican won't pay for its own electricity from Rome. They're like 20 years behind. They just go, we do not pay for electricity. We have 200-foot walls. America has no walls. So the Catholic Church has been totally captured. People need to pull their alumni funding at Georgetown. You need to call them and let them know that. This is war, folks. This is war. And I'm being sued for saying that the State Department official that worked for Hillary is connected to Soros and might work for the CIA. The State Department is the CIA. So it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. We got two lawsuits thrown out in the last week and a half. So Brittany Pettibone, break down what happened, what's going on. This is a concerted effort. We've got to raise the alarm. I would say on a Richter scale, what would you say? I mean, previous censorship was maybe a 3, a 4. This is like an 8. I mean, this is sustained across the board, massive governments coming after our speech. You're being suppressed by the British government. They're arresting people that criticize Islam, like Marie Le Pen in France, in Germany. They're coming after everybody. I mean, this is really going on. So investigative journalist Brittany Pettibone, define yourself, since they want to define you and steal your identity. Define who you are, what your mission is, and what's happening, where you think we are right now in this incredible attack on free speech.
Well, defining myself politically, I think the most appropriate term is what I've always gone with is an American nationalist. And, you know, I'm pro-Trump. And I've been interested in politics my entire life. And I kind of got, by accident, politically active because of the presidential elections. But, you know, obviously they define us as all sorts of things. I don't even bother fighting back against it anymore. I mean, they call Trump Hitler, so you just can't trust these people. But regarding what happened to us, it seemed like some kind of coordinated effort, because you saw they went after Lauren Southern right after my boyfriend and me. And, you know, it's one thing to hear about the lack of freedom of speech in the UK, but it's quite another to experience it. And it's not only been eye-opening for us, but I think for many people. And I really hope that it will encourage people to speak out against this. I've gotten so many messages from people in the UK, like, I'm just embarrassed for my country, embarrassed. Because, you know, Britain used to be so great. They're saying, well, not so much anymore. And you also have to question, you know, how much they put into shutting down people like myself, my boyfriend Martin Selner, Lauren Southern, and then things like this Telford scandal that just broke, like the biggest child sex abuse scandal in the history of Britain. Over the past 40 years, up to like 1,000 children abused. One girl, I believe she was about 15 years old. She was gotten pregnant 6 times over the course of 4 years. It's absolutely unacceptable, especially after Rotherham, how they could dare to allow this to happen again. So their priorities are just all out of whack right now. It's really infuriating.
And finally, the BBC reports on girls as young as 7 being groomed and used for sex slavery by the Muslims, who turned it into a business. And then the rich leftist men, Brits, come and actually use it. And so they kind of use the Muslims, who were famous for using women as sex slaves, as the folks that tend their slave stables, or their, they have a word for it, of course, in Islam in the Middle East. It's called a harem. So they have their pedophile harems. What do you make of Sadiq Khan being hailed as the great feminist at South by Southwest? I don't know if you knew that. And being hailed as a man of the women who will defend women with Islam.
It's a complete contradiction. It's a paradox. Like, Islam and feminism are not compatible. Like, okay, so Lauren Southern was accused of racism, which is why she wasn't allowed into the UK, because she criticized Islam, which is a religion, not a race. So the whole purpose of this social experiment, which I actually participated in, and they didn't bring this up as one of the reasons as to why I was banned, was Vice released an article saying, you know, Jesus, there's a possibility he could have been gay. So we were thinking, okay, so if they can do this, are all religions really treated equal? Let's go to the UK, pretend to be leftist activists, you know, pro-LGBT, coming and saying, you know, Allah, you know, it's one religion that accepts everyone, you know, feminism, gays, everything. And the way that this video isn't finished yet, perhaps we'll release it, but the way the reaction was incredible. Within seconds, the police were there saying they had already gotten complaints. We need to remove you for your safety immediately. They had to confiscate the flyers, everything. It was an insane situation. But this is it. You can't criticize Islam. It's completely protected. That's why you see them persecuting Tommy Robinson so much, who I was going to interview. He eventually flew to Vienna. We did the interview. It is, I think, one of the best he's ever done, because we break down and go step by step through his 5 different times in prison, how he was put in there, blackmailed by the police, everything that he has suffered and sacrificed in his quest to expose Islam for what it is.
Well, I mean, radical Islam is the number one threat to Muslims. It kills tens of millions of their own people. I know there are a lot of Muslims who are hardworking, smart people. I've known a lot of them, but they're really, you know, heretics who want to drink a beer with you.
I have an uncle who's Muslim.
Well, I mean, let's talk about that, because, I mean, it's a fact. The biggest victim of Islam is Islam.
Yeah, it's the religion. I mean, you read about it. It's not just, you know, Muslims are randomly acting out, and it's like, where is this coming from? You can read it. You can see it in their religion. It's written there. So, I mean, my uncle, he has been very kind. He's one of my favorite uncles. We've been close pretty much my entire life. So there's, you know, not a bad word I can say about him. But it's just, you look at the religion and then look at the Muslims, you know, the radicals, the way they're acting, and you have to criticize it. They won't even let you question it or criticize it. It's a huge problem. And then these grooming gangs, many Muslims are the ones responsible.
Well, it's not like many. Even the mainstream media admits it's basically their business. And then the girls act up, they just disappear. Hearing about the lawsuits against myself, Congressman West, and others by Georgetown University, which is run by the Vatican, but they admit taxpayer money funds the law school, and they're calling in the suit for us to be shut off the air. CNN's calling for us to be shut off the air. They use a State Department official kind of as their you know, got to personalize it, but it is Georgetown doing it. What do you make of this and the left calling for all of us to be banned? And again, Marie Le Pen being arrested for saying the biggest threat since World War II to France is radical Islam. I mean, that's absolutely true.
Honestly, I'm not shocked at all. I think we've all seen this coming for a while now. The thing is, like, the mainstream media, you know, a lot of older people watch it, but the youth are watching these independent creators who aren't, you know, beholden to anyone and can basically go out and report on what they want to report on, talk about what they want to talk about. They're free. And they want to shut these people down by any means necessary because, like, InfoWars, you know, all these alternative media outlets, they are challenging these big mainstream media outlets, and they're going to overtake them soon. So they have to shut them down because otherwise they're going to fade into obscurity. And if they don't control the narrative, they don't control people.
And this is classic authoritarianism nakedly being carried out, and Trump must move. People, but we can't wait for Trump. He's doing a great job getting rid of Tillerson and all, and moving Pompeo and everything else. But ladies and gentlemen, all of you, if you're alumni at Georgetown and you're not a snot-nosed globalist, you got to pull your money. Other people, I think there should be lawsuits against them. There's all sorts of issues using taxpayer money, trying to get rid of the free speech. I mean, I'm having my rights violated like Jim Crow.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're suffering from backaches and arthritis, safe, soothing, odorless Topperson Pain Relief Cream is for you. Topperson will also help your everyday aches and pains, joint pain, muscle cramping, and much more. Topperson is so sure you'll find our products beneficial, we're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Topperson Pain Relief Cream is available at CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and at thousands of independent pharmacies and natural markets. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Alex Jones. As we defend the First, the Second Amendment, you name it. Wow, what a time to be alive.
And
that's right.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. Woo! I love it. Crank it up for a minute. Good old ladies music for Red Rocker. He's a great guy, by the way. Judge said, son, just one more. All right. Here's the deal. I can't drive 55, and I sure as hell can't live under globalism and Islamic Sharia law, allied with a bunch of weird soy boy leftists. It isn't happening. Now, I was just talking to some of the crew in there. Imagine what Trump's going through if Democrats and Hillary lawyers have filed, I guess if you count the two EOCs as two things, it's 12 lawsuits in the last year, and most of them in the last couple months. And we've already gotten six of them thrown out, two of them the last 8-9 days, last week and this week. So I'm trying to be positive here because I want to fight the globalists. I want to change the world. And Trump just got rid of Tillerson. The word is for leaking and for going along with different globalist operations, just like they just got rid of Trump's assistant. They're watching who's leaking. That's what's happening. And Trump is consolidating control of the executive like he's supposed to do. And the globalists are just getting more shrill, more insane. Congress just came out and said, no, there's no Russian collusion. There's actually collusion by Hillary, Nunes says, which we all know about. Back in the day, the New York Times admitted that. You know, real bona fide. Hey, uranium for money. Put it in my private bank account. And put it in Podesta's bank account. And so Brittany Pettibone is an investigative journalist, calls herself a nationalist. That's exactly what I am, is just somebody that wants to have their own sovereignty. And she's joining us right now. She got basically put in prison for 3 days with her boyfriend. He was going to speak at Speaker's Corner. They said, well, you can't speak at Speaker's Corner. You're inciting problems. Even though his speech was known, it was a pro-free speech. She wasn't allowed to talk to Tommy Robinson, trying to talk to a reporter. And then Laura Southern also got grabbed separately coming in because she's a racist, they just said. So. And Michael Savage can't come in because he says Islam isn't a religion of peace. And Sadiq Khan says Trump can't come in. This is an amazing time to be alive. So Brittany Pettibone, in the 6-7 minutes we have left, where do you see this fight going? Marie Le Pen facing prison. She's the front runner, of course, in the French elections for saying it. So where do you see all this going?
I see this being determined by enough people deciding to stand up and take a stand with us, because obviously we can't do this by ourselves. So if enough people in the Western world will just say, just get over their fear, stop living in this mental prison of, in, you know, basically having no ideological freedom. If they can find the courage to do this, I think then we will be okay. But it's just, like, even after what happened in the UK, I still don't believe the UK is lost. And it really perturbs me when people say that, you know, France is lost, the UK is lost, Sweden's lost, Germany's lost, whatever. Not yet. There's still a chance. So I think that it's going to come down just to the average people. And if they're not willing to do that in time, then, you know, we just might be lost.
You're absolutely right. If we don't start recognizing the draconian, authoritarian, those aren't just words, those are real things, that this is the death of the West free speech, the right to defense, and an open alliance with the UN, the globalists, the Vatican, radical Islam, the communist Chinese, and Hollywood. But like you said, I'm not bragging when I say this, when I go to my children's school, and then when I go to other schools, where they're having school events or sporting events, I get mobbed. And the kids love me. And college folks love me. And it's weird because I've always been targeting the military, the police, the government, trying to wake them up to the globalist takeover. We're having success there because they know what our info is accurate because they're inside there and then they know what to look for. A lot of them know more than I do. It's a collaborative effort. But the youth, it's just devastating. And the globalists admit that's what they're so scared of. So if a 44-year-old guy like me, I know you guys are popular, Paul Watson, super popular, Gavin McGinnis, they are the rock stars. It's not the sports players. It's not even, you know, the pop singers anymore. It is the liberty movement. And that is just, to me, really weird. But they admit that this new Generation Z is the most anti-authoritarian, most libertarian ever. Now, the one after them, the millennials, are the most communist. So what do you think's going on there, Brittany Pettibone?
Our education system is completely flooded with these people, these communists, socialists. You know, someone once suggested to me, and I think it's a great idea, they should start a reality show where they, you know, bring these people who are so in favor of communism, socialism, drop them into these countries where it's actually a reality and just see how they do. It would be hilarious. I would watch for the first time reality TV if they did that. I think these people really don't understand what they're asking for. I think it's more like, oh, you know, I'd get free college, I'd get free health care, but they don't understand.
And you can spin the wheel and say, are you going to go to Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea,
yeah, right.
Or, you know, perhaps,
exactly.
and then, oh, you're going, it's going to be great. And notice they've always got skinny jeans, they've always got a nice phone, they're bitching because their car isn't brand new, they're getting their college paid for, and they're so pissed,
yeah.
And they hate America so much.
And you know what's interesting, Alex, is like Antifa. You look at Antifa, and you know they think they're these, you know, anarchists. They're rebelling against the authoritarian regime. But if you look at what they're trying to accomplish, the government is in exact alignment with it. They're trying to shut us down, so are the governments. So if you really think about it, they're just the foot soldiers for the government.
They are the brown shirts. They're the modern brown shirts.
It's really laughable that they can't see this. They don't have enough self-awareness to see this. But, I mean, this whole thing that's happened to us, we are going to appeal it. Lauren is joining me in Vienna. Within the next couple of days, we're all going to work with the same lawyer, Martin, Lauren, and I, and we're going to appeal this, try to get it overturned. Well, it's going to be a big fight, I think, a battle ahead, but we're going to do what we can because it's completely unjust what's happened to
us. Well, since the media is trying to say it never happened, you ought to just come in with your live streaming at the airport,
Yeah. Walk
right up, have them throw, and then, you know, they'll say that doesn't exist. But again, Sadiq Khan and others are saying, don't let Trump come.
Yeah, and there's no good reason for that at all. I don't even understand the reasoning behind this. He's the president of the United States.
It's amazing. Well, we're going to put on screen that Michael Savage has been banned, what, 7 years he's been banned from the UK?
Yes. I actually believe that Lauren will be speaking with him soon about her ban, so that should be a very interesting interview. But Michael Savage, yeah, I've been a fan for a while through my father. He introduced me. Really, really great.
All right. Well, Brittany Pettibone, it's great to get you on. I'm familiar with your work. Please come on anytime you've got breaking news. And it's really a pleasure to see the great job you and your boyfriend are doing and Lauren Southern and the whole team. So we just want to salute you. And I think the more they try to suppress all of our speech, I think more great minds like yourself are going to come forward. What do you think of the first CIA director being a woman being appointed by Trump?
It's hilarious. But I think they're finding ways to still criticize him for this. He can do nothing right. If he found the cure for cancer, they'd find some way to criticize that.
All right, Brittany Pettibone, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you. Godspeed. Wow, that's amazing. All right, I'm going to come back and get into a bunch of other news that we've not hit yet because there is a plethora, there is a cornucopia, there is a compendium of it. And a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to, and I probably should open the phones up more. We've just got so many guests. And we've got one of the other journalists, Lee Stranahan, who's being sued by the Pope. The Vatican, through Georgetown, with taxpayer money, is suing us and calling for us to be taken off the air. I mean, my Lord, this is incredible.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection,
Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Autobots, transform and roll out. Form of the Pope's Jesuit University, taxpayer-funded, not private, suing former Congressman Alan West, yours truly, Alex Jones, Leanne McAdoo, Lee Stranahan, for saying you got a bunch of Democrat Party operatives running around at Ferguson trying to spin it that Antifa are a bunch of sweethearts and that President Trump's a Nazi and they use them as PR people everywhere. And we point out one of the guys worked for Hillary at the State Department and has a famous history of being tied to the CIA and running the CIA. And we just said this needs to be investigated. Oh, we're going to sue you for fake news. And then in the filing, they say that we say crisis actors and nothing's real and all this stuff. And we said nobody, you know, died in Florida. We didn't say that. So what it is they're fake news. And, you know, I know enough about law to have a taxpayer-funded, they think we're so stupid, University of Georgetown, the law school, putting out articles defaming me. Can we put that article back up? And I guess they think they're going to control the judges and control through the alumni and somehow you know, get the right jury. The whole thing smells because you look at the suit, it's a joke. Witness to a tragedy, a victim of fake news conspiracy, sues Alex Jones and others, Georgetown Law. And then they say a bunch of stuff we never said or never did. And that we say there's an imaginary deep state. We learned about the deep state from Carol Quigley, one of the heads of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor in Tragedy and Hope. He called for a planetary dictatorship, the end of the family, total social control, an elite ruling everything, run out of Georgetown. But it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Good old Chucky Schumer never got up on CNN and said, Trump better watch it. The intelligence agencies have seven ways to Sunday to get back at him and make him pay and remove him. And we've been spying on him, and we know he's a Russian agent. Trump goes, oh, that's illegal. And it's illegal to say you were spying. It was classified. But then it turned out you just lied. You were spying on the president, but you lied about it. Then you said, we never said that. And everybody knows what a pack of liars these people are, but they're so used to creeping around and being in control and knowing that America's chained up in their basement. You know, they're sitting up there watching TV, big old slobs. We're chained up down there. There's famous cases of this. They're getting our Social Security checks, basically. They're sitting like big slobs eating Twinkies, watching television. You know, they got like little CIA pocket protectors feeling powerful. And sometimes they walk down, we're chained up downstairs. They walk by, make us beg for maybe a piece of bread. So they walk down the dungeon, they kind of strut around. I'm feeling really powerful right now, America. Let me just kick you in the face a little bit. Oh, but we've got both our arms out of the shackles. And then we got our legs out. And when you open the trap door to come down and rape us, globalist, metaphysically, even though we've been emaciated and been in the dark so long we could hardly see, we punched you, knocked you to the ground, bit a chunk out of you. And now we're stumbling around with the lights on trying to see. And you're screaming for mama. And here comes a big, fat, giant, 400-pound maggot down the stairs, just slithering in. Pus dripping out of it. Smell of rotting dead children in its belly. There's the big, giant pus worm. Come to save its baby. Baby's bleeding. Baby broke its leg when baby fell down in the dark. And so, we're getting our bearings. The light's coming back in our eyes. We weigh about 85 pounds, but you know what? We're fighting for our lives. Here comes that big worm. And what are we going to do to that big, giant, stinking worm that smells like dead flesh? It's squealing like a big rat. What are we going to do to that worm? Oh, by the way, I should have started the show with this. It was September 11th, 2016 that Hillary fell like a ton of bricks in New York City. And then the media would cut when she fell and said, Alex Jones put out fake news. Oh, she would slip on a curb. It would show kind of this. She started having a convulsion. Then they'd cut. Well, she was in India yesterday, and the Daily Mirror got the video. It's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com, TheDailyMirror.com. She slept not once, not twice, but thrice. And everywhere she goes, she has men helping her. Even when she walks on the flat, we saw that in Austin, she has to be helping. It's okay, because that's actually her doing a dance. That's not her falling down or slipping three times. No. That is Hillary Clinton. I think that's Uma Abedin behind her. Yeah, that's her girlfriend right there, reportedly. Uma Abedin. Hillary's like a little flying squirrel, actually. Like I said last night on her internet special report, she's like the falcon flying down from the top of the Egyptian monolith, gleaming. There is our great queen, our lord, our master, Excalibur, the purest of the greatest, beautiful Georgetown creations. The finest citizens America's ever seen, indomitable, strong, as continual as the North Star, stoic. The very essence of pure blood, the very blood of honor, the majestic, the transcendent, oh, look at Bill Clinton, the handsomeness, the goodness, the lovingness, oh, yes. I'm going to play some more of these clips when we come back. I want to get to Trump and what Tillerson means. This is really good signs of what's happening. But before I do that, what a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. To be fighting back, all of us together in this basement, trying to get out of this fetid stinkhole where the lesser carry out their ritual of defiling us and dominating us. One big way to counter them is, you know, we're bombarded with fungus and candida and all the rest of the garbage. And we have been sold out of this for a while. And we went to an even bigger national organic producer, put in an even bigger order, signed the year purchase order, and got it for about 30% less. And it's way stronger. And it was already very, very strong. Myco ZX is the next level of probiotic because it doesn't just knock out the bad bacteria like our flora life does. It knocks out the bad yeast and mold and candida and the rest of it, and it's 120 capsules in a big, nice, chunky glass bottle. Coapulose goes, nice, big, chunky bottle. And it is addresses intestinal yeast, supports a healthy digestive system, supports healthy microbial bacteria. See, they get in there, and the yeast and fungus creates a slime wall to steal your nutrients. And so for a lot of people, this is even more important than gut bacteria deficiencies. And there's the four reasons you need it. It supports healthy microbial balance in the body. It was specifically selected ingredients to focus on intestinal yeast, help support a healthy digestive tract, addresses intestinal yeast, and so much more. If everybody, well, everybody got a bottle of sell out in 5 minutes, about 1% of the listeners actually buy stuff. We have a huge audience, so it funds things in the face of all this garbage. But if more of you, so I get it. Most of us are libertarians or conservatives. We're kind of stoic. We don't think about our bodies. We exercise and stuff, but that's about it. Let me tell you something. What this has done for people is amazing. You owe it to yourself and your family. Just try it. It's 50% off, $27. The old one almost cost us that to produce. We've got even better ingredients at a lower price. So it's 50% off, $27. It's amazing. You can do 4 or 5 regimens of it, of cleanses for 4 or 5 months. I do it like for a week, once a month. It's incredible. 25% off Brain Force, 25% off Survival Shield, 25% off Secret 12, and so much more. And is the toothpaste sold out? Fluoride-free, coil silver, iodine fortified. Find out about Myco ZX and stand in the way of Soros, Clinton, Obama, Hillary, and the Pope.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for
I'll be honest with you, I woke up at about 2:50 this morning and couldn't go back to sleep. And I could just feel the evil of the globalists. I could see them trying to destroy our free speech and knowing how bad they are. I wasn't scared. I'm usually very positive about things. I am very positive. And I understand the larger compendium of history and what our mission is not to be famous, not to make money, but to actually change the world and make it a better place. Because all that evil men and tyrants need to flourishes that good men and women do nothing, quote Thomas Jefferson. But I, about 3:30 in the morning, got on my knees in the dark of the night in my living room, and I just asked God for strength and discernment, and I went in and looked at my 10-month-old baby daughter, who's got her first cold, because I flew on an airplane with her, wheezing and stuff, and picked her up and rocked her in my arms for hours. And I just knew I'm where I'm supposed to be, and it's so strong that I don't want to come on air and say this is wonderful, being sued by Georgetown University with taxpayer money, but it really is, because I know you're going to come through. I know we're going to win, and I know that it's going to be rough, and I know that they want to demonize me before they kill me. I understand that, but my children have no future if we don't beat this, and you don't either. Flint, so I'll say it again. I am exactly where I want to be because I wasn't really depressed, but I worked about 17 hours yesterday. And so you just kind of get really tired. And I went to bed about 11. And so I was a little down, not for my prospects, but just that people don't realize we're really up against pure evil. But then I just understood that this is what anybody who wants to be a good person would dream of, is to actually go toe-to-toe against real evil. And but folks don't understand that avoid conflict or avoid confrontation with evil. They don't understand this is what sharpens you. It's what brings you up. It's what opens everything up. I mean, I'm so satisfied in my life, and it's indescribable. It's indescribable. And I remember being a teenager, other stuff, being more ego-driven, how unhappy I was, or even a young man. I was still happier than most people, but I still had a void somewhere. Even though I had courage and wanted to be a good person, I didn't fully commit to it. But that's how God does it. I was like weightlifting. Slowly, more weight on, more weight, more weight, more weight, more weight, more weight. And God has answered my prayers to take on the globalists, to see them defeated, to see the tide turn, to see the awakening happening, to see them come against us. I mean, always in my spirit, God's like, you really want this? Because at the end of the line, they're going to torture you and kill you. But victory will come. And I just, it's not even a martyr syndrome. It's we can't let them win. And then every time I pass the new threshold of the attacks, stuff people don't even know about on air, it's pretty hardcore. And they've targeted my family and people surrounding me, and they're really bad people. But they think you're cowards. They think when I talk about that, I'm scaring you for them. You're not a coward like they are. But if you're into fear, you should fear them getting full power and what they'll do to everybody. Because everywhere they get control in third world countries, everywhere they get control, these government orphanages, everywhere these people migrate to, these evil globalists, they are into tearing up civilization and tearing up humanity in front of everybody. Paul Watson's done a really incredible report. I went too long. It's like a seven-minute report. I'm going to play it. We start the next hour. Do we ever get Pachinik on? I want to get him on this Tillerson thing. That's right, again, tomorrow. And we've got Lee Stranahan being sued by the Vatican as well. I love how honest people are so honest. Everyone's going, oh, we're being sued by the State Department guy. No, we're being sued by Georgetown and by the Pope with taxpayer money. And then they call for the end of free speech and to set a precedent to ban everyone and then to have the media in Georgetown decide what can be on air and what can't. I mean, it's a total overthrow of the First Amendment. It's so epic. It's incredible. And it's all a slanderous defamation, misrepresentation of what I said and what we said about the event. Like everything else, it's just a big PR campaign, and it's going nowhere. Doesn't matter how many little things they pull, no matter what they do, the truth is coming out. We've got so much to get to, so much to cover, and this is a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com. Trump fires Goldstein amid State Department purge. President also cutting through isolation by staff. And when you read this, it's really important to know that Trump is getting rid of the right people. By the way, let me make this point. You read this lawsuit, and you read their articles about it, and the press releases put out by the law school that is in open war with the First Amendment. You read this historical, unbelievable case. I mean, that's what this is. This is incredible. This is how they come for the First Amendment. And it's written for the public. It's written for the media as talking points. But then it's written for the spooks and the CIA, and they bitch in there, and they go, call me 2012. Jones said that was fake. And I, by the way, did say that was fake, and it came out later. It was all a PR firm, and the guy running it flipped out, remember? Was running around going crazy on the street. Remember that? Pull up the head of the Comey group goes crazy, running around naked. Remember that? And But then it later came out in the news that they knew where Comey was and were just using that to bring AFRICOM into Africa. And I've talked to military people that were there and knew where he was, and he was being supplied and protected. And they're suing me. It's like the lawsuit goes, look, Alex messed up our Vegas operation. It's not even this guy's suit. It's all about Jones said Comey was fake and that they could have killed him. And then Jones says that the Parkland shooting's fake. I didn't say that. I mean, the hostage rescue team called us and said, look, there's Islamic crap everywhere. He went to the Middle East. So did she. There was other women in there. It was a gun deal gone bad. Look at the Saudi Arabians in town. By the way, let's get Zach, one of our other sources, back on. Old Zach, formerly with the Army, now with that other 18th agency. But the point is that can you imagine that this will now be brought out? It's kind of like when E. Howard Hunt sued the Spotlight for saying that he was involved in JFK and then later gave a deathbed confession and said he was. He was photographed twice. He was arrested in the rail car. He told his son he ran the operation. He's Ethan Hunt of Mission Impossible, E. Howard Hunt. He's the guy that reportedly had over 200 kills in China by himself, parachuted in at the start of World War II as an intelligence operative. He's a famous guy. He didn't pull the trigger, but he was there running the killing of Kennedy, and he lost that lawsuit against the Spotlight. And now he gave a video and audio confession that premiered here and on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. In 2008, I was a bench warmer on the operation. Kordmeyer was mad because Kennedy had been banging his wife. And there's old Jim Mars. What a great. Those interviews are online right now on our YouTube channel. They're trying to get rid of. That's some of the first videos we put up on our YouTube channel in 2008. Oh, it's been taken down. Click on those. World exclusive. Click on one. This video's unavailable. And I've also noticed we were over 2 million views. YouTube just deletes our videos all the time and then doesn't even tell us why. So that had millions of views. It went down to like 1.5 billion. They're like, it's kind of like your car, the speedometer or the tachometer. You know, the mileage goes backwards. My car's got 40,000 minus miles on it. I thought I drove 40,000 miles. So our YouTube channel, the view count goes backwards. And then they're on the news going, hurry up and censor Alex Jones. They're already censoring us all over the place. But then it's having a Streisand effect. And all these weird Ivy League CIA, they're all wimps who never were actually in the military or anything. But they want to be analysts and in charge of men. And then they all just want little CIA code bot, little decoder rings, and then little secret societies. And, you know, they go to Yale and crap on each other's faces and flop around having gay sex. And by the way, that's even in The Good Shepherd, which is an accurate rendition of Skull and Bones with Matt Damon and, of course, produced and directed by Robert De Niro. But then the media goes, Jones claims they pee on each other at Skull and Bones. What a liar. We all know that's Trump and Russia. No, they crap on each other. All right? And then worship Lucifer, or born again undead, and eat crap. So that's who runs things. A bunch of Ivy League people that eat turds.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country. That